Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Well, the hope is a few years down the road, the travel in and out of LAX will be far more convenient than it is today. One of the big reasons for improving ingress and egress, LAX, is the upcoming 2028 Olympic Games. Later this hour, we'll talk about how things are progressing. One of the aspects of it, of course, is including transportation. And we've just had the groundbreaking for a nearly $900 million station that would connect the metro lines feeding to LAX with the People Mover to move people around the various terminals at LAX. The Airport Metro Connector Project, as it's called, for which ground has just been broken, is slated to be completed by 2024. It includes a bus plaza, a bicycle hub, and a private vehicle drop-off zone. The station will be linked to the Metro Crenshaw LAX line, which is being constructed, and that would be connected via the People Mover that is expected to be operating by 2023. The People Mover is going to go just over 2 miles with those direct terminal connections. Joining us to talk about these massive project, what they'll mean for convenience at LAX, and what they're going to mean for unpleasant driving experiences while they're under construction, is Tim Lindholm, Senior Executive Officer for Program Management at LA Metro. Tim, thank you very much for being with us. Share with us, you know, what visitors to LAX are going to be seeing as these projects are under construction.
Well, first, Larry, thank you for having me here this morning. It's my sincere pleasure to be here with you. And what an exciting time that we're finally going to connect the metro system. And by system, I mean trains, buses, everything with LAX. We've all wanted this to happen for so long, and it's happening now. So what an exciting day. But I think what passengers, the question was, what will passengers experience during construction?
Yeah.
We're going to see a massive transformation more on the LAX side as they build the People Mover. If you go out there today, you will see the People Mover snaking through the area from where the Crenshaw line is all the way through the central terminal area, and they are making progress, and that project is coming together. You can see it right now if you go out to LAX.
What about numbers of lanes that are going to be closed for construction, or things that may exacerbate the times of getting in and out of LAX? Because we're used to whatever construction is taking place in or around the airport leading to delays.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, as a construction professional, I would never tell anyone that there aren't going to be impacts as we build massive civil infrastructure projects. There always are. There are always impacts. We do our best to do them at night or in less busy times, but there will be impacts along the way. Also, as it relates to the Airport Metro Connector, where we're building that station along aviation, there will also be impacts. But we do our best to mitigate them and work with our various stakeholders to mitigate the impacts as much as we can.
Do we know at this point how many lanes we're talking about being closed at various times?
Oh, going through the central terminal area?
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting to the central terminal. Century Boulevard, Sepulveda, any other access points?
I think that you will not see significant impacts. That question is best answered by my partners at LAX. LAX are or LAWA, as they're affectionately known, are building the People Mover system. What Metro is doing is we're building the station that connects our Crenshaw and Green lines with the People Mover.
And for that, you're not looking at any closure of the roads around the station or closure of lanes?
There will be occasional impacts along Aviation Boulevard as we build, you know, the new sidewalks and the bike path and the improvements in front of the airport station. But as far as the metro project goes, which is the airport metro connector station itself, you won't see significant impacts as it relates to traffic.
We actually had a representative from LA World Airports, Lawa, who was going to be joining us for this segment, but they pulled out this morning. So unfortunately, we do not have an LAX voice on this to talk about this interface between the People Mover and the airport metro connector project. Also joining us, airline industry expert Brett Snyder, who founded the Cranky Flyer blog and the Cranky Concierge Air Travel Assistance Service. Brett, good to have you with us. We appreciate it so much. Your thoughts on the promise that all these construction projects bring?
Thanks for having me on, Larry. And the promise is good. In a few years, everything will be a really much better experience. There should be fewer cars in the central terminal area. People have more ways to get to the airport. And that'll be great, but we're at least a couple years off from that. And so the next couple years, I heard you asking the questions about lane closures and all that. Whatever it ends up being, whatever the impact is, it will probably require people just having a little more patience.
Yeah, and it just seems like whenever we have any kind of a construction project around LAX, that first of all, it's a long-term project, and that we see tremendous increases in traffic and delays in travel time. Is that something unavoidable as you see it?
You could argue that there's been one long construction project at LAX for decades, I suppose. Anytime you have these types of things, you know, when you're in the central terminal area, you see that they're building those new vertical cores, as you'll see on the sides, and then they're going to connect those to the People Mover. So they have to put those bridges in place, and those require some shifting around of access to different lanes and roadways. And I don't have the specifics on that, but they do send alerts out. They do talk about when there are going to be closures and when people need to be more cautious about arriving earlier and things like that. But people who've been in the airport for the last year during the pandemic, those days are over, unfortunately, of no traffic.
Well, the good thing is that hopefully, as you say, when it's done, it will be easier to get around the airport. How have these People Movers worked at other airports? Have they been effective at reducing car traffic?
Well, every airport has a different situation, and often airports are built with People Movers in mind in the first place. But the way that this is being built is, first of all, you'll take a tremendous number of rental cars off the roads, because right now you have rental cars that are scattered all around the neighborhoods. There will now be the one rental car center, which is right next to the 405. So you won't have as many cars competing with locals. You won't have the rental cars coming there as much. They'll just go to the rental car center next to the 405 and then take the train in. And then, of course, we have Metro, which today you can do it. I live in Long Beach. I've taken the Blue Line to the Green Line to the connector bus, and it's not a great experience. This will make it better. And so hopefully more people will do that. And the other piece of it, too, is that you have now the ability, you can drop people off at Metro or at the new parking structure where they have the ability to just do a kiss and fly, something like that. And you can go get on the train and go into the terminal. So you really don't have to go pick people up in the horseshoe anymore.
All right. We're talking with the man who studies airports all over to come up with advice for clients, Brett Snyder, who's the founder of the Cranky Flyer blog and offers the Cranky Concierge service as well. Tim Lindholm, senior executive at LA Metro, joining us to talk about the airport metro connector project to bring together the light rail lines that get close to but not into LAX, and to get that so it connects up with the People Mover to take people into the airport. I welcome your questions at 866-893-KPCC. You can also post a question on the Air Talk page at kpecc.org. Brett Snyder, do you have any sense of the numbers of people that might be carried by these projects?
I don't have those numbers. I'm sure LAWA could provide that, what their expectations are. But I do know that the People Mover is supposed to be running during peak hours every 2 minutes. So it should have tremendous capacity to take people to and from the airport, into those other stops, the metro, the parking, and all that. So there should be plenty of capacity, but I don't know what the riderships are expected to be.
Tim Lindholm of LA Metro, what's the projected ridership of the light rail lines, people going all the way to the airport?
Right now, we have it modeled as 16,000 passengers per day going through the station off the light rail. I'm a little skeptical of that number. I think it's going to be higher once, you know, the people of Los Angeles start to see how easy the connection is. We've designed the station to accommodate a number of passengers much higher, but the initial modeling is 16,000.
And what about luggage? Is there any accommodation going to be made for people carrying luggage?
Absolutely. That's a great question. It's an entirely different type of light rail station we've built here. And I might note it's not just a light rail station. It's a bus station as well, because many, many travelers do come in on the bus side. But in terms of luggage, we've got a different style of fare gates that are easier to bring your bags through. We've got a lot of vertical circulation, you know, escalators and elevators that are redundant. So you always have a way to get up and down with your luggage. We also, Councilman Bonin on our board has been talking to us about this the whole time, is avoiding the schlep factor. So the entire station is designed to minimize walk distances for passengers with luggage. We put a lot of time and effort into the design to make sure that these connections between bus, APM, rail, bike, ped, all work together and are easy for passengers, with them as front and center in our minds.
Are you looking at moving walkways like we see in some of the terminals, or is that not necessary? Are these not so big?
We did not. We looked into the moving walkways when we first started designing the project, and ended up, pretty much based on industry standard on walk length, we decided not to put them in. What we have is the entire airport metro station has a circulator mezzanine which connects you from all the bus and light rail service to the automated people mover, which is 50 feet up in the air. And so this mezzanine is a people circulator that gets you between modes, and the walk distances just weren't significant enough to have the moving walkways.
All right. Linda in Pasadena says, I like to park at Lot C, the distanced parking, wants to know if this is going to incorporate Lot C. Tim Lindholm or Brett Snyder, either of you know whether that's the case?
I'll give it a shot, and maybe Brett wants to.
Oh, go ahead.
Jump in.
Go ahead, Tim.
So the entire People Mover project also includes a lot of roadway improvements by LAWA, also a consolidated rental car facility, two very large parking structures, all that connect to the APM. So the way the passenger interfaces with the airport is entirely going to change come 2023 and 2024 when all this work starts to get finished. Perhaps a more convenient way in the future would be to park at the intermodal transfer facility, as LAWA calls it, and hop right on the APM. You'll be back in the airport at a 2-minute frequency. Or maybe, you want to drop off your passengers at the airport metro connector, and then they can use the airport metro connector to get up to the APM and go into the terminal. So I think the Lot B and the Lot C, that's kind of historical how we access the airport. It's entirely going to change once all this work is done.
All right. Leo and Fontana asks, what is a people mover? Is it a moving walkway? Is it a train? I forget. I'm of an age where Disneyland had a people mover, so I remember what that looked like. And I forget not everybody remembers that old ride at Disneyland. Brett, do you want to take on describing what it looks like?
Sure. It's an elevated tram, basically, and it's automated. So it will just run back and forth along a spine on a track that doesn't have to deal with streets and other traffic and anything like that. So there'll be three stops outside the airport and three stops inside the airport. And it will have no traffic or anything, and it'll have some pretty nice views along the way. But one thing I just wanted to say about that last one, Lot C, which is the one that a lot of people know off of Sepulveda, as you come in from the north there, that's been closed. I don't know if that's actually going to be reopened. I think the new parking garage is what's going to be the main long-term parking area, and that should be more convenient because it will be connected right to that people mover.
I think we need to take a pause in memory of Lot C that many of us relied on for many years. Tears falling. Jeff in View Park in Southwest LA wonders, what is the status on a metro line connecting to SoFi Stadium? Yeah, Jeff, great question, because so many of us took public transit to get to the Coliseum for Rams games. Tim?
Sure, I'll take a crack at that. You know, as luck would have it, I guess, or lack of luck, you know, the Crenshaw line was already, under design and about ready to start construction when we were still talking about Farmers Field, right? So meanwhile, now we have SoFi Stadium, and it needs to be connected to. And we are working that on that as a partnership between Metro and Inglewood and other stakeholders. Inglewood is very interested in building another people mover that would connect the Crenshaw line to SoFi Stadium and what would be my favorite place to be, the new Clipper Stadium someday. So all that is in motion. It's very early in the process, but there is a plan, and there are groups working on connecting the Crenshaw line to that new sports district in Inglewood.
Sean tweets at AirTalk, it doesn't sound like the train situation has accommodations for luggage. No overhead racks or anything like this. Is this true?
Yeah, as far as the two types of trains we have at this station, the people movers are absolutely set up for luggage. That is how they are designed. But it is true that on the metro system, our light rail vehicles are standard. We're not able to put special vehicles, out to accommodate, airport type amenities because they have to be out on the system doing other things. That said, the platform is really important. You know, this is the largest light rail platform in the system, and the way it will operate makes for a longer dwell time for the train to open. Both doors can open. People can get out orderly and with time to be able to collect their luggage and move on to whatever they're going to be experiencing.
Trish in Sun Valley asks, why has there never been good public transport to the airport? Trish, we don't have long enough to that's a great question. It would take us days of air talks to get into the whole history of how we got to this place in the first place. Bill in the San Gabriel Valley writes on the page, this sounds a lot like the arrangement at Oakland Airport. There's a people mover run by BART that takes you from Oakland Airport to the BART station at the Oakland or near the Oakland Coliseum. Is that right, Tim, that it's similar to that?
Absolutely. It's got some analogs you can go see out there. It's very, very similar to Oakland. It's similar to what they've built at the San Francisco airport. It's like very similar to what's done in Phoenix. It's done all over the country. The twist with us and our station is it's multimodality. It's got bikes. It's got pedestrians. It's got places to drop off cars. It's got buses. It's got trains. It's got people movers. It's got every mode we offer.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate your talking about the Airport Metro Connector Project, designed to connect the light rail lines and bus transportation as well, coming into LAX with the automated people mover that's already under construction at LAX. Tim Lindholm of LA Metro, Brett Snyder, the Cranky Flyer blog is his, and he's also known as the Cranky Concierge. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Coming right up, we'll talk about one of the things that this transportation project is designed for, the 2028 LA Olympic Games. We'll also preview the Tokyo Summer Olympics coming up in just a month. Back in 1 minute on Air Talk.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.